So you want to be a player, but your wheels ain't fly. You got to hit us up to get a
Ben and Vince. Show suitable for spy work.
Yeah, there's a lot of spies listening to us on their missions. Yeah. And you know what kind of pens they use?
This kind.
That kind. That exact kind. Did you even hear that? That was inaudible.
Yeah, it was suitable for spy work.
What?
I think that spy missions are probably pretty boring.
You think there's a lot of like hanging out doing nothing?
Yeah. Just like waiting for people to show up and like,
yeah,
looking at, you know, surveilling a bunch of,
yeah,
nothing, like
just looking through your scope at something for a while.
Yeah, just like surveilling, like, you know, people at the grocery store and shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of legwork to be done before you do the cool stuff.
That's all right. That's why we have the Benavent Show.
Yeah,
It's in our mission statement.
Oh God. Or you could, like, found a whole spy agency and get, like, you know, delegate that kind of stuff. You know?
No.
Someone has put out a really gradual hit on Vince.
Yeah. I think that's how that works.
So how's your spy mission going?
My spy mission?
Yeah. You know, that girl you've been stalking for a while?
No.
Oh, right. I guess you probably don't want to talk about it on there. I understand.
And so did you hear about the troops?
Which ones?
Our troops.
Wait, we got them?
No. I mean, yeah, we've always got them.
Yeah. We got troops.
But I mean, R as in us. The United States.
As in USA.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're coming home.
Yeah.
Finally. But not all of them.
Right, but all the combat ones.
Right.
They're all.
But I bet the other ones will still have to do some combating.
No, they're just training. They're training the Iraqis.
But I mean, you know, what happens if there's a, you know, they have to train them to fight, and then what happens if there's a real fight when they're doing the training?
No, they do the training, like, at the base, and then they go out and do the fight.
Wait, you think no one knows how to attack a base?
Oh my God, whatever. They won't be combating then, they'll just be defending.
Oh, okay, well that's fine.
But the point is, everyone else is gone now.
Yeah. Ooh, but not now. But
no, now. Right now.
Was it now?
Right now. Now. As we speak. Now.
Wow.
The last troops have crossed the border.
I thought it was supposed to be August 31st or something.
No, before August 31st. It's
okay.
Before August 31st now.
Okay.
This is why, you know, like, breaking news on the Ben and Vince Show. Now.
Yeah.
It's happening now.
Coming
happening
to
now. Breaking news.
Yeah. Let's go live to our man on the street.
I saw a really funny video this morning.
Okay.
There was Will Thomas reporting live from the Montgomery County Fair.
Oh, nice.
And Fox 5 somehow managed to get a video, like while they were there filming, they got a video of one of the rides breaking.
Nice.
And it was like, all right, so it's like this big, you know, the giant swing where it like, it rises up in the air and then it swings you, rotates and you swing out at like an angle.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was working fine, except that after it rose up in the air, it just fell back down, but it kept swinging.
Oh, sorry. You mean like it was supposed to stop?
No. I mean like, so you start at like ground level.
Yeah.
And you're like touching the ground.
Yeah.
And then it starts spinning faster. You go up higher in the air, right?
Uh-huh.
So that happened.
Yeah.
And then as it kept spinning faster, it just went back down to the ground.
Oh.
So the people were then just...
Oh, so they're really fast at ground level.
Yeah, they're spinning at ground level. And then one of the, like, baskets or benches or whatever, like, hit a fence.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so, like, some kid got hurt there. And then this guy, like, jumps over the fence to try to, like... help out or like knock down the rest of the fences so the kids won't get hurt or whatever.
Okay.
And one of the fucking swing buckets just comes and nails him right in the head.
Oh shit.
And just drops. It's awesome.
That sounds fatal.
No, I don't think he died.
Okay. Well then it's funny.
Yeah. So then anyway, they got Will Thomas to report on all of this.
Nice. I can't imagine anyone more qualified.
Yeah, this is a pretty great video.
What did he have to say about it?
I don't know, a bunch of nonsense. Okay. It was mostly just head gestures.
Well, I mean, that's what we demand of him.
Yeah.
So did they stop it, I assume?
Yeah, I mean, they stopped it. It was just him and that kid that got hurt.
Oh, okay. Well, how did he get hurt? I mean, what degree of hurtness?
Oh, I don't know. You want me to look it up? I'll look it up.
No, I absolutely do not want you to look it up.
I'm looking it up.
Ah. All
right, here we go.
Worst podcast ever. All right, Vince, doing the research over here. He's a friggin'... He's an integral journalist. All
right, this thing is called The Vertigo.
No. That's a good name.
Okay, well...
I mean, it definitely shouldn't be called the Vertistop.
So, okay.
Because it didn't.
Fair Executive Director Martin... What the fuck? Svercek? It's S-V-R-C-E-K.
Oh. S-V-R-C what?
E-K.
What? So how do you...
Svercek, I think.
That's terrible.
Yeah. He says the ride operator was hurt when he was taken to a hospital. No, was alert when he was taken to a hospital. He was hurt on the way to the hospital.
Damn it. What's wrong with our ambulances?
He was alert when he was taken to a hospital, and a boy who hit the fence was treated for injuries to his foot. Both have been released from the hospital.
Are they going to sue?
I don't know.
I hope they don't.
Svercek says the Vertigo is closed until inspectors determine what happened and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
Just imagine Will Thomas saying that.
Yeah.
Speaking of ambulances, have you noticed that all the new ambulances have that big, like, yellow and black, like, arrow thing going on their back of them?
No, I haven't noticed that.
All the ambulances and fire trucks, they just have this weird, like, you know, like, that yellow and black pattern they have on, like, the... You know, like the dividers that divide, like the concrete barrier lane dividers.
Yeah, the stripes.
Yeah, they had that like taking up the entire back of the ambulance now.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Like, don't run into it.
I mean, it's shouldn't it be going faster than you?
Yeah, right. And also, shouldn't they just have that on all cars then? Yeah. Right.
Well, I'm not trying to drive around that shit. I'm not driving that car. They put on fire trucks too, but not police cars.
Well, yeah, they gotta remain undercover.
Not the ones that are marked.
Well, I mean, maybe you're not from around here.
It says police.
Well, you don't speak English.
That's still how you say it in other languages.
That's not how you say police in...
It's like policia.
In, like, Britain? I don't think that's how they say it.
What do they say?
You know, retarded or something.
I guess in France it's gendarme.
Gendarme. I guess that has an E at the end. That's pretty silent.
Yeah.
Okay, but what about Sacre Bleu? Right? The E in Sacre is pronounced.
So no, you're just saying it wrong. It's Sacre.
Sacre. Sacre.
You just, no. You're just, you're doing it wrong.
I'm doing it wrong. What about, like, Le? I guess that's, pretty silent.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know any other words in French.
Maybe it's not that it's silent. It's just that it's never, like, a hard pronunciation. It's always a soft.
Man, okay, I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, me neither.
Alright, let's get into it.
Talking about it.
Yeah, yeah. So
anyone who has an opinion on this, call in.
Yeah, seriously, like please call in.
I'll write you off.
Like, I haven't gotten a call from anyone in like 400 days now, and it's getting a little sad. I don't know.
Yeah, let's go a break.
Okay.
They called him Machete.
$70 a day for yard work. $100 for roofing.
Get in.
$125 for septic. Sewage.
Have you ever killed anyone before? As you may know, illegal aliens such as yourself are being forced out of our country at an alarming rate for the good of both our people. Our new senator must die. And for that, I will pay you $150,000. Cash.
He was given an offer he couldn't refuse.
I cost the most. Because I'm the best there is.
Set up, double-crossed, and left for dead.
I took a vow of peace. And now you want me to help you kill all these men?
Yes, bro. I mean, Padre.
I'll see what I can do.
He knows the score.
Where are my wife and daughter?
He gets the women. And he kills the bad guys.
Oh, shit. You mean that a Mexican day laborer is a goddamn federale?
But they soon realize...
They're coming after us.
They just fucked with the wrong Mexican. Action. Suspense.
Please, Father, have mercy.
God has mercy. I don't.
If you're gonna hire Machete to kill the bad guy, you better make damn sure the bad guy isn't you. Machete. Rated X.
Hey, two fingers up for the motor scoop. You already know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
see, what happened? So what's happening? Big Dice, what's happening?
Let's got him.
I might as well be from the west side, cause I know the game. City on my back got me hunched like the Notre Dame. I'm driving over everything and it's a damn shame. Cause ain't no yield signs on my road to fame. I'ma get mine, homie, better get you some. Cause that closed mouth you got won't get you none. This a rap marathon and I'm here to run. I don't complain about shit, I just get her done. See, I'm bleeding a pee, that's what I represent. So values 1 through 4 are prerequisites. And it's the solo joint, yeah, I'm at it again. Y'all niggas tired, I'm on my second win. Cause I can sleep when I die, give me a second then. But start the beat back up, so that second in. I'm at the number one spot, like, let me in. People checking me out, I'm just checking in.
Did I kill it? I don't know. Charge me up. Clear. We got a pulse. Start CPR.
1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, please, 4-1000, 5-1000, 6-1000, please.
I'ma have to kill a bee, homie, but it ain't dead, so let's hang it by his feet like Kramer said.
And we're back from the break.
Wow, I am not back yet. Okay, we're not back.
Yeah, you totally got a phone call from me like 10 minutes ago.
Oh yeah. Okay, sorry guys. The last one I got before that was like 400 days ago.
Well, I can believe that.
that's encouraging. Why were you calling me anyway? We were like in the same room.
No. I was in the same room. You were like dicking around outside. I was trying to tell you to come in here so we could start.
Well, couldn't you have just yelled?
I'd rather not expend energy.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
I'd rather just expend electrical energy.
Yeah.
That I have to pay for.
Well, you have to pay for your own energy too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. When is free energy gonna be a thing?
It's already a thing. Gibbs free energy.
How do you get it?
You just calculate it.
You just calculate it?
Just calculate the Gibbs free energy like of a reaction. Delta G.
That's not helping me power my
That's
thunder.
A metaphor.
Okay.
That's thermodynamics.
Yeah, but like, you know, that doesn't, you know, that doesn't help me. I don't want to know that. I want to know that, like, you know, my electric hamster wheel is going to run for free.
Well, there's free energy coming from the sun.
Okay.
Like that.
How do we use that?
Just get some fucking solar panels and shit.
Where do you get those?
I don't know. Make them.
Do they come from the sun?
No. You can build a wind turbine. That's free.
I don't know. Is wind free?
Yeah, wind is free.
I thought they had to generate that.
No.
Like in Canada or something.
You can get a water wheel.
Where do you get water?
In the stream.
What? Who has a stream?
There was one at that park.
That's far beyond the reach of most people.
Well, I'm just saying. You can get geothermal energy. That's free.
What, by like wearing a sweater?
No, by like capturing the heat of the core of the earth.
Capturing. That's illegal, I think.
I mean, whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
They're not gonna catch you.
Okay. Well, then that's fine, I guess. Nothing.
What the hell? What are you? Are you shaving?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't have time to do it before I came in.
Oh my god. No one can even see you.
Dude, you know they used to dress up in suits when they recorded on the radio? Like, what happened to that?
Well, we're not on the radio. That's why we don't wear any clothes at all.
But I'd like to wear a suit.
Alright, well, you can be that fucking guy who comes to a class wearing a suit.
Oh my god, is that a guy?
Important.
Is there a guy? Is that a guy?
Yeah, that's a guy.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't even go to work in a suit.
Who goes to work in a suit besides business people?
What did they do anyway?
No idea.
Yeah, they just ruin everything, I think.
They just fucking talk about golf and then.
No, you're thinking of
things
comic
like
strip.
Synergy and.
Yeah. Posmens.
Yeah. It's called product integration.
Oh my god. Every time anyone talks about integration, like in math class, that's what I think of.
It's called racial integration. That's not right.
Nobody talks about that.
I think that's like the funniest scene in that show.
What? Integration?
Yeah.
That word?
No, that's that whole scene.
Oh, where he's trying to tape the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if you can pick a...
Wait, so you think that... What is the best scene in Arrested Development?
I don't know about the best scene, but the best episode.
No, I'm asking you about the best scene.
I don't know if there is one. I guess probably the end of the best episode. Mr. F, you know, in there.
The best scene
Spoiler
is,
alert.
Michael and women.
Cuckoo ka-cha.
Oh, I have the perfect thing.
I'll be right back.
Go, 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 go. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I know, that's what, right?
This is what I think.
That's what you think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good one. Man, we're up late today.
Yeah. It's like late times. We're pushing the deadline.
We should go to bed.
No.
I'm just going to sleep in the studio.
I don't sleep.
Whoa, really?
No.
Oh. Well, okay. But
are you going to sleep in the studio?
I mean, I guess I don't, it's kind of awkward to talk about, but like, you know, don't really have a place to live right now. No, I mean, I didn't want to bring you into this, not to mention our millions of listeners.
Now you've brought us all into this.
I know, it's horrible.
Let's talk about it on the air.
Alright, this is kind of personally painful, you know? It's not easy to talk.
It's too late. It's like if I said, you know, like, I have some really juicy gossip, and then I'm like, but I can't tell you what it is.
Well, people do that all the time.
No, if you can't tell somebody what it is, then just don't even mention it at all, especially on the air.
So I don't mean to get distracted, but there are definitely two timers right now of our show, and one of them is 1 second ahead of the other one, despite being from the same program, Skype.
Skype is a quality program.
Yeah, that's what I... That
stop was, changing the subject.
That was the moral of that story. Oh, right. Well, you know, so I... Basically, my house burned down, and...
That's terrible.
Yeah, well, it was...
I hope you had that top lock unlocked.
I mean... Well, we just broke through it. It's like, it turned out it was, like, made of paper. But, I mean, you know, it was kind of terrible. I mean, you know... I mean, I said it, but, like, I wasn't expecting the house to burn down.
That sucks.
Yeah. So, I mean, now I'm living out of a fire engine, but...
Does it have those stripes on the back?
No, I didn't see them.
That sucks.
I mean, I was going to the front. Yeah.
You shouldn't have to do that. I mean, you're always welcome to stay at my driveway.
I mean, I have to be honest, I think the fire truck is more comfortable.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's parked in your driveway anyway.
Oh, that explains why that's there.
Yeah. Wait, you didn't... Oh, that was me, yeah. Sorry, I probably should have asked you. Is it cool if I park my fire truck in your driveway?
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as I get to use it to go on missions.
No, I don't know if I can authorize them.
Okay, well, I'll just do it without your authorization.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I might have to, like, drive it into your bedroom tonight.
What?
Yeah, you know. It's cool. Don't worry about it.
Okay. No, don't do that.
Oh,
You can do it with, like, a ride-on bus.
Yeah, well, I mean, those aren't a schedule, you know. They have to appear at certain times.
Yeah.
But, all right, well... I'm just gonna go to bed then. I'm gonna go in the other room in the fireplace.
Dude, my friend has beds at his work.
That's weird.
I don't think I would want to work someplace that has beds in it.
Yeah, well, I mean, how many times have you come into the bathroom at work and seen people brushing their teeth? Because it definitely happened a lot this summer.
I'm gonna go with zero.
Yeah, I know, right? That's the optimal amount.
Yeah.
That's the amount you want to shoot for.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, definitely. And flossing one time. Yeah.
Flossing. It's a little more reasonable. It's like maybe you just ate or something. But
do people really floss right after eating?
Well, what if you just ate like corn on the cob and you had like shit in your teeth?
Yeah, I know how that is. Well, get a toothpick.
Well, maybe they didn't have any toothpicks.
But they did have floss.
In their purse, maybe.
I mean, that's not. I guess we use different bathrooms, but that's fine.
Anyway.
I guess that explains why I've never seen you in the bathroom at the studio. It's always like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Oh yeah, me too. And then I'm like, wait, where'd he go? You know?
Yeah. Well, as long as you believe that that's the reason, then that's cool.
Okay.
Okay. Well, good show. Good talk.
I'm there. I haven't. It's not like that. I've been peeing on you, right? Is that? Or it's not the other way around. Also, is it? It's kind of disturbing. Well, good night.
See ya.